This is a senior-laden team, and they have to go ahead and just suck it up like seniors always do and lead by example.
You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network. When we return, we'll have our crystal ball forecast presented by Shure as Cass City's taking on the Vassar Vulcans in the Greater Thumb West.
Get great February Truck Month lease deals on brand new 2017 Chevrolet trucks and SUVs at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring. Now through February 28th, lease a 2017 Chevrolet 1500 Z71 Crew Cab, zero down and $387 a month. Or a 2017 Chevrolet Silverado 3500 Crew Cab 4x4 diesel, zero down and $419 a month. Offers based on 39-month lease, first payment, tax, title, license, and fees due at signing. More than 65 brand new Chevrolet trucks and SUVs to choose from, along with a great selection of late model Chevrolet and other pre-owned used trucks and vans. Call 989-883-2100. 989-883-2100. That's 989-883-2100. Or visit www.moreshoreline.com. Head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads. At Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring, we sell what we run. Countryside Sales and Service is your closest authorized dealer for Mack trailers and parts. Founded by truckers for truckers, Countryside Sales and Service has thousands of parts in stock for Kenworth, Cat, and Mack trailers. Check out our pricing on tires from Michelin, Goodrich, and Uniroyal. Open 6 days a week. Visit our online store at countrysidemi.com. Stack's Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, full selection of favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and propane, and much more. Open 7 days, Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without showers.
It's now time for the Crystal Ball Forecast presented by Shure, where better health makes for a better life. It's time you ask yourself, are you sure? Well, the standings currently on the season, John, are Clark Ramsey at 5, John Mooney at 1, and Las Vegas at 1. So that means, well, let's see, I won last game, so I need to go first.
Yes, that's right.
Las Vegas has Cass City favored by 5.5 points. I'm taking Cass City by 4.
Okay, that's interesting. I'm going to take Vassar by 1.
You're taking Vassar by 1, so someone's going to be a winner tonight. And now we listen in to our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, as performed by the Cass City Pep Band. Let's now meet our starting lineups for both sides. First, the visiting Vassar Vulcans, the same as last week for us, John, as number 1, a junior, Jackson Knoll. Number 21, a senior, Caleb Weisenberger. Number 25, senior, Luke Bogert. Number 32, a junior, Jervon Wilson. And number 51, junior, Trey Callahan.
You know, and I've been mentioning Ricardo Macon, but he has yet to start that I've ever seen.
He comes off the bench.
He comes off the bench, seems comfortable that way, but I'll tell you what, that kid's a talent.
For the Cass City Redhawks, on all seniors tonight, number 4, a senior, Shade Perzanowski. Number 5, a senior, Darren Miller. Number 13, senior, Joel Collins. Number 23, senior, Logan Schenk. And number 30, a senior, Kyle Schmotzer. John Mooney, initial thoughts from tonight.
It's going to be a strange game, I can tell you right now off the bat. Because if you really think about it, senior night and everything, last home game, Cass City should go out and I think blow out Vassar. But you know, you got to look at the whole body of work and everything. That's why I said Vassar by one. Vassar right now, they're just going through the season. And you know, playing on their own talent. 13 kids in, out, and they're just, you know, whatever happens is going to happen with them. But they really seem loose out there. And who knows, that might translate to a victory.
Very much so, and I apologize. It's actually Kyle Schmotzer tonight for Cass City. John, I got thinking the other day about how many players' names we have run through our minds after 6 years. Just a few. Now, the nice thing with Cass City, we still have some Shanks, we still have some Winters, some Vaughns, you know, so we see the family names, of course. So we're up here in the mezzanine on the one end of your basketball court, but we'll be doing it left to right across your radio as we normally do. Tipping all for Cass City, that's the big man, number 23, Logan Schenk. Cass City will be going right to left across your radio in their home white uniforms, maroon stripes, maroon numbers with silver outline. For Vassar, the jumping for them is Jervon Wilson, a junior, in their black uniforms on the road jerseys with orange, white, and black stripes down the sides. Tip is won by Cass City, and the Red Hawks are on offense to start this game. At the high post is Schenk. Takes the free throw jump shot, and this one's in for 2 points.
Well, that's a good start for the Cass City Redhawks. Get Schenk involved in the play, and he rewards them.
7:40 left in the first. It's 2-0, Cass City leading. Vassar on offense. Number 21, Caleb Weisenberger at the top, over to the left wing. That would be number 25, Luke Bogert. He's now at the top of the key, still dribbling. Feeds it into the corner to Jervon Wilson, and it's tipped away and into the hands of Kyle Schmotzer. Here comes Cass City trying to bring up the ball right at midcourt still. Get into the hands of Schenk across the timeline. Back to the number 4. That would be Shade Perzanowski. Over to the left wing to the high post to Schenk. Turns, meets, faces the basket. Couple of dribbles, nearly loses it, kicks it into the corner. Back out to the top to Shade Perzanowski. Dives down the lane. This one can't fall. Rebound still loose, and they're going to say it is Vassar ball out of bounds.
These 5 seniors for the Redhawks, they are really playing hard right now on both ends of the floor.
Vassar bringing the ball up. Number 1, Jackson Knoll. Over to the left wing to Bogert. Back to Knoll. Dribbles down the baseline. We have whistles. And this is going to be a foul on the floor against Cass City, the first of the night. And the foul goes against number 30, Kyle Schmotzer, his first, Cass City's first.
Still holding on to that 2-point lead. Vassar ball underneath.
Underneath their own hoop, feeds it into Wilson at the right wing. Loses his dribble, but he say he's bailed out with a foul, as this will be another foul against Cass City. Second team foul, and the second against Kyle Schmotzer. So it's senior night. He's going to make a count and make a count early. Early foul trouble. Vassar inbounding. Feeds it into the right top of the key. Still loose ball. Finally brought in by Boker. Boger dribbling at the left elbow, pulls up for the jump shot, no good. Rebound brought in by Schenk, and here comes Cass City. First offensive board for the Redhawks tonight. Cass City's Joel Collins brings the ball up. Skip pass to the right wing to Perzanowski for 3. It is up, it is in! That may have even kissed the glass a little bit, and Shane Perzanowski pushes the Cass City lead to 5. It's 5-0, 6:14 left in the first quarter.
Vassar's being really patient on offense. After all, there's a lot of game to be played yet.
Wilson to Callahan at the high post. 2 dribbles over to Bogert, left wing. His dribbles once. Back up to the top to Knoll. Knoll dribbling into traffic in the lane, off the glass, and it's in for 2 points. Vassar is on the board.
I don't know how he made it, but, you know, that's Jackson Knoll. He's just one of the most exciting players to watch in the thumb.
Cass City having some trouble ringing up the ball. Finally gets into Schenk across the timeline. To Perzanowski, right wing against Knoll. Back over to the other corner, Joel Collins at midcourt. Collins dribbling, feeds into the right elbow. That would be to number 30, Schmotzer, and we have a whistle. And this will be against Vassar, so Cass City will get the ball on the sideline, far side of your radio.
I think this is going against Jackson Knoll. He got his hand caught in the cookie jar.
And that's his first and Vassar's first. Cassidy Ball.